As P&L's resident cryptocurrency enthusiast, I've been very excited by some of the developments we've seen happen in this space over the course of the last summer. To help explain why I'm excited about what's happening at the moment, I just want to walk you through sort of how I discovered and became interested in cryptocurrencies in the first place. So when I joined P&L in late 2013, I was asking about hot topics in the currency markets, and a few people mentioned Bitcoin, and I was intrigued. After our Singapore conference that year, I actually went to a nearby Bitcoin event that was taking place to learn more about it. It was a far cry from the more professional conferences I've always been used to. Everyone was in shorts and t-shirts. Few, if any, of the speakers were particularly good at articulating their points. And the average age of the attendees seemed to be about 20. Generally, it felt like this Bitcoin thing was kind of a toy for techies. However, when I got back to New York, I spoke to a few economists and FX analysts from big, reputable financial institutions about Bitcoin, and they were far less skeptical than I imagined. And although some news outlets were getting excited about the novelty of Bitcoin because it existed as a purely digital resource, these analysts explained to me that the real interest and value lay in the fact that the value of Bitcoin as a decentralized currency couldn't be inflated or deflated by a central bank. By the end of 2013, I was hooked enough to want to buy some Bitcoin, but that by that point, the price had skyrocketed from about $100 per Bitcoin at the end of summer to about $1,000 per Bitcoin by the time I was ready to buy. So I felt that I'd missed the boat. There was no way Bitcoin was going higher than $1,000. This was kind of the top end of the market. The bubble was at its peak, so I didn't buy any. And I immediately felt vindicated by my decision, as the price then dropped to around $400 per Bitcoin a few months later and was trading around $230 per Bitcoin by mid-2015. Now, during this time, from the perspective of mainstream financial services firm, the emphasis really shifted to blockchain and then, particularly as people wanted to get away from the Bitcoin Association, to distributed ledger technology, DLT. Blockchain and DLT then had its own hype cycle. Everyone was excited, banks were launching innovation labs and hosting hackathons, consultancies and research departments were pumping out white papers detailing 10,000 different uses for DLT, and money poured into firms offering DLT solutions. It seemed like every other press release in my inbox was about some new blockchain or DLT launch. In 2017, it seems like the hype has died down a bit. It feels like people are waiting for DLT solutions to actually come to market and be used in anger before they're going to get really excited about it again. No one is interested in proof of concepts anymore. In the meantime, Bitcoin, along with other certain cryptocurrencies, has exploded this year. If I'd actually bought my Bitcoin for $1,000, it'd be worth roughly $4,300 today. Ethereum, one of the larger cryptocurrencies by market capitalization, is trading at $300 per Ether, up from $10 at the start of this year. But more than this latest spike in the value of these cryptocurrencies, which may very well be just another bubble, I'm excited by the moves being taken to push these cryptocurrencies into the financial mainstream. While the SEC did reject a Bitcoin ETF proposal from Gemini, the firm backed by the Winklevoss twins, earlier this year, most people I spoke to about that actually felt very positive about the rejection, because they said that in the rejection notice, the SEC clearly laid out what it thinks need to happen for a Bitcoin ETF to get approved by the commission. So a lot of people saw this more as a roadmap than an outright rejection. Then P&L reported in July that LedgerX will become the first federally regulated exchange and clearinghouse for derivatives contracts settling digital currencies, after the CFTC gave it full registration as a SEF. More recently, we reported that the CBOE is planning to launch cash-settled Bitcoin futures contracts. I'm excited by these developments because once cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin move on to recognized and regulated trading venues, it gives people more confidence in trading the product and allows financial services firms that would otherwise shy away from touching these digital currencies to begin trading them in a safe way. Also, one of the issues that I hear raised a lot by sources at mainstream financial services firms is that their institution can't touch Bitcoin simply because the open permissionless ledger model that is used by the Bitcoin blockchain opens them up to too many AML and KYC problems. But By beginning with Bitcoin derivatives, firms can effectively trade the cryptocurrency without ever having to touch the Bitcoin blockchain, which neatly sidesteps this problem. That being said, there are still hurdles. When I spoke to the head of EFX at one big trading firm recently and was updating them on sort of the latest regulatory developments regarding Bitcoin, they just responded, "Oh great, now I can trade derivatives of the digital currency used by criminals." It seems that perhaps Bitcoin still has some PR issues that need to be solved. Additionally, there is the question of initial coin offerings, known as ICOs. Some startups launching new cryptocurrencies now use an ICO, which is where a percentage of the cryptocurrency is sold back to the early backers of the project in exchange for legal tender or other cryptocurrencies to raise funds for their venture, bypassing the regulated capital raising process required by venture capitalists or banks. An outfit called the Bancor Foundation recently raised $153 million worth of Ether, the native coin of the cryptocurrency Ethereum, by selling its digital tokens, which are the equivalent of shares effectively, and they did this in 3 hours on June 12th. According to research from CoinDesk, ICOs have raised $327 million so far this year. That's more than the $295 million in venture capital that's gone to blockchain to tech startups. Unsurprisingly, this has attracted the attention of the SEC, who published a report at the end of July warning that digital tokens issued by an entity for the purpose of raising funds for projects, even if using distributed ledger or blockchain technology, may be considered securities under federal law. Therefore, and I'm going to be quoting here from an advisory notice by the law firm Catton, Muchin, Rosenman here, these securities must be registered with the SEC or eligible for an exemption from registration requirements. Issuers and intermediaries in unregistered offerings may also be held liable for a violation of the federal securities law. Moreover, the SEC concluded that any person offering trading facilities like an exchange for digital tokens that are securities must be registered as a national security exchange or be exempt from such registration requirement. So overall, yes, there are still issues here, but this is a new and still emerging asset class, and both regulators and market participants are still feeling their way around it. But overall, as someone who's been observing the development of cryptocurrencies for a number of years now, I'm very excited for the potential of these digital assets once they make their move onto these well-structured, well-regulated trading venues. Watch this space.